today I'm here with Roger Tweedy. Roger, can you please tell us a little bit about your role in the Commonwealth Games of 1974?
Yeah, I was on the Reception and Recreation Committee, which was involved in a lot of things, including welcoming all the athletes at the airport and running the Commonwealth Games Village, and also the final night party in this very venue, which I had very vivid memories of. It was a completely different era, of course, and the Games was entirely run by volunteers. And I'm still, from that day, and I was 24, 25, I've not stopped volunteering, and I'm heavily involved internationally in volunteering, which I put down to the Games, really, and the experience, yeah.
That's great. So have you got any special stories to tell us about your time?
Lots of stories. One I recall, we were involved in the garden party at, what's the name of the place? The Royal Garden Party, and we had to be the ushers for the Royal Garden Party, all resplendent in our uniform, while the royals wandered along and we were taught how to do our curtsies and whatever. And I was getting a bit bored, and there was a young Canadian badminton player that was quite attractive, and I thought, I'll have a chat to her. And I was busy talking with her, and this woman came up behind and poked me in the back and looked at my badge and said, Reception and Recreation. That's a very interesting job for chatting up athletes. And it was Princess Anne. In her usual style, she just casually said, chatting up Canadian athletes, sir. Is that in your job description? So that was a very, very fond memory of it. Another one would be the final night party, which was an absolute hoot in this place. There was six or so live bands going all the time. And, of course, there was no security in those days, so the top athletes and the royalty were just wandering around in the crowd, and you'd bump into somebody, oh, sorry, sir, and you realise it's the Duke of Edinburgh or something. They're walking through, so it very much was, couldn't ever be repeated, that sort of factor.
That's amazing that you could be rubbing shoulders with so many
absolutely.
Different people.
And the one that also, the airport, we were assigned to have volunteers at the airport, and I had a team of volunteers. And when Precious McKenzie, I just told him the story, arrived and the BOAC plane touched down, the guys that meant to be baggage handlers at the airport thought, this is, we don't need to do this, we can go and have a cuppa. And so there was teams of volunteers would go out and unload the bloody planes. And when somebody yelled out and said, you can't do that, and I said, well, looked around, one of the guys had a pipe. He was smoking a pipe, one of the volunteers.
Oh my goodness.
That was going out there. So, yeah, it was such a hoot and such a fond memory. Sir Ron Scott was absolutely superb. I went to a few of them. I was on the second tier of committees, but I went to a few of the main committees, and I'd say to my wife, I'll be home. She's about midnight, I suppose, 7 o'clock meeting. And 8:30, he would finish. He just was so efficient.
Right.
So he had all these different reports of all the athletics and all the different sports and all the different volunteer ones. And it was so ruddy efficient.
That's brilliant.
It was a memory to live with, yeah.
That's great. Mm. Fabulous. So thank you so much for your time today, Roger.
Pleasure.
There's some great stories there.
Oh, yeah, no, it's a big part of my life, really, the being involved, so, yeah.
Fabulous.
Shape things to come. Thanks, guys.
Okay, thank you.